Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on Sports Talk Hour 2. Deuce, Bobby, and Christian here. Coming up in about, 30 seconds or so, Chris Landry, owner of LandryFootball.com, at LandryFootball on Twitter, former NFL scout. He's the co-host of Believe in Pro Football Film Room on the Believe Podcast Network. He's also the owner of LandryFootball.com, scouting and coaching consultant for NFL teams and college programs, for scout, former scout of the Oilers and Titans, and director of the NFL Combine. He's worked with Nick Saban and Bill Belichick. So we'll visit with Chris Landry here momentarily as we're just a couple of days away from the draft.
Well, Christian, you know what he reminds me of? This is kind of old school. You know, every team has their own scouting department. I'm going to ask Chris this, that he used to have, I want to say, is Bledsoe, or I know United, they had a scouting service that maybe you'd have 9, 10, 11 teams that were subscribed to their service.
Yeah, that was Bledsoe.
Yeah, they had United. So I think Chris...
Chris Landry's on the line right now.
Chris, the service that you provide now, is it kind of old school? Because remember when I was younger and have a Bledsoe United scout that would come, that wasn't necessarily a particular NFL team, but they'd maybe they would have a service that 9, 10, 11 teams would subscribe to. Is that kind of like what you're doing now, that people look at your work and then they're able to attain that? Is that very similar?
No. What I do is a little bit different, Bob. I just do consulting work for teams and college programs on coaching and scouting matters. I do pro personnel work, college work. What you're talking about is the old National and Bledsoe, which I work for both of them. And you're right. Those are the scouting organizations in the NFL where the way they do it now is each team supplies a scout, and it's like a clearinghouse of they go to all the schools that play football, and the team subscribe to it, and they coordinate a lot of the background information. So that way, I mean, obviously you're going to go to, a USC every year, but you may not go to, Cal State Sacramento, but once every 5 or 6 years, unless they have a player. Those clearinghouse, Bledsoe and National, do that. But you got a good memory. That's absolutely those guys do it. But yeah, I do something a little bit different, a little bit more individual with different teams.
Chris,
Christian, you got one hell of a backfield right there now.
Oh yes, I do. Got a quarterback and a running back.
Oh man,
Saints all-time leading rusher and the first quarterback to lead the Saints to the playoffs. You kidding me?
Yeah, I know. I go to bed dreaming about drafting a Deuce and a Bobby, and I wake up in cold sweats. I never can find those guys again. Anyway, great to be with you,
Chris. I have a question for you. How much can we truly believe of what's coming out of different teams, as far as a lot of the GMs are having their press conferences today or tomorrow, but, and you're seeing signals of XYZ won't be the first player drafted this year, or this team is moving up. They really love Ed Oliver at number 3, when you talk about the Jets. How much of this can we really believe, or is it, go back and really watch the film and don't necessarily fall in love with what a guy may have done at the combine and or his workout?
I would say next to nothing. I think when, there's a saying, those who know don't talk, and those who talk don't know. Because here's what really happens right now is you like guys to fall a little bit. I give you a quick little story. The year we drafted Eddie George, people didn't know what we were thinking and whatever. But if you kind of listen, you kind of thought that the two backs that we liked were Tim Biakabatuka out of Michigan and maybe Lawrence Phillips, but never Eddie George. And, some people kind of got the impression that, we like Ricky Dudley, the tight end there. Well, we were able to move down, still get Eddie George, and we got a fourth-round pick from the Raiders who we used to draft John Runyon. And you never want people to know what you're doing. When we drafted Steve McNair, everyone assumed we were going to draft McNair. And Tom Coughlin's on the phone at the second pick. We're picking third, and he's threatening us, hey, you can give us a third-round pick to move up here, or else I'm going to trade to someone and we thought it was Minnesota. He didn't have anybody to trade. He wasn't going to – we called his bluff because we knew he wasn't going to trade down. But the point is, if they kind of know what you're going to do, then you make it vulnerable for people to jump up ahead of you. So I think it's – as I put something on LandryFootball.com this week, it's lying season right now. If people are saying something – you know, if somebody tells me something, yeah, I hear that the Chiefs are going to do this, I'm thinking – if they're telling you they're doing that, they're not doing that. That's smokescreen. Well,
tis the season for subterfuge. I mean, that's what this is all about. Chris Landry, former NFL scout at LandryFootball.com, is at Landry on Twitter as well. I want to ask you about Eddie George. How much did you guys that year breathe a sigh of relief when Alex Molden was selected by the Saints instead of Eddie George?
We did, and actually they confessed to me, Bill Coherick confessed to me that they didn't even have Eddie as their number one running back. So I guess we were a lot safer than we thought. So, but we had a little bit of a sweat there, but we had a backup plan. But we were happy when he was there, and we're thankful.
Chris Landry,
Christmas card.
Chris Landry here with us till 5:30. We'll step away and come back and talk a little more NFL draft next here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby Deuce and Christian. Chris Landry with us, owner of LandryFootball.com, at LandryFootball on Twitter. He's a co-host of Believe in Pro Football Film Room on the Believe Podcast Network, former NFL scout as well. And Chris, I know this isn't necessarily related to the Saints, but what's going on in Oakland where they're sending their scouting staff home? What do you make of that?
Well, it's basically a general manager that, quite frankly, is pretty insecure in how things are. I'll give you the short version, but I did a podcast on it. It's up on LandryFootball.com. You've got a lot of scouts there that have done a really nice job in the past, and I don't think they're real happy with somebody that really doesn't have the coaching and scouting background, and I don't think they've gelled together all that well. Let's just call it that. And listen, John Gruden is making all the decisions that he's got. $100 million to prove that. And, you know, he's got somebody that's just going to organize it for him. That's what Mayock's there for. I don't know. It's kind of hard to screw up this draft with all the quality picks that they have, but I hope they don't, because this is, you know, obviously it's a tradition-rich organization, and they've got a chance to do some really good here. But yeah, it's a mess. There's no question about it. You don't send scouts home and not bring them back. That's very, very unusual. You maybe keep them out of the draft room if you want. But the way this was handled was not optimal.
Now, Chris, I'm looking where the Saints are at right now. It just, I would say no matter who you draft, you kind of hard-pressed to make the roster. And when I look at, even looking at last September, they had 17 players released or traded by the Saints during training camp that were on rosters of other NFL teams, including 12 who were part of the Saints' final roster cuts in September. So when you look at when it came about, and they're going to cut players in their roster that will play for other NFL teams, to say the least, and then I'm looking that the last three drafts have yielded 9 starters. Alex Azzalone, Von Bell, Kamara, Lattimore, Ramchick, Sheldon Rankin, Traquan Smith, Michael Thomas, Marcus Williams, and then you got 3 reserves, Davenport, Hendrickson, then you got Oyemata. And then all of a sudden they cut 4 picks from their 7-man draft class, and all 4 have landed on NFL rosters. Look at Jamerson. He went to the Packers. Cameron Moore went to the Giants. So the point being, it's like people say, oh, we don't have a first-round pick. But the way the Saints are structured to win now, and considering the perception that they're amongst the best, that, I don't know, the 62nd player you hope makes the team. But beyond that, I mean, you can have players that have potential, but who are you going to cut? Considering that the Saints are that deep.
Yeah, I think you're looking at not a lot of glaring needs. I think you're looking for depth. I think that there's still a very good chance that at 62 that you've got a player that is maybe 25, 30 on your board that can really help you. I mean, maybe it's a big receiver that can help, but is he better? And this is what you have to decide. Is he better than the young guys that you have? Is he more reliable than Cam Meredith, who can't stay healthy? Or, you know, is he better than Traquan Smith? That's how you have to cross-evaluate players on your team versus guys on the roster, guys in the draft. But I still think you can find some good players. But what you pointed out is very well, they'll take it, and it's a good thing. It just means that the roster is really good. It's tougher to make good rosters. But I will say this, I always get nervous because depth is key.
Right.
You guys know this. We saw it last year. You sit there, and if they lose a starting tackle for a year, for the rest of the year, they're in trouble. You know, so they're probably going to have to sign a veteran third tackle because – you know, we know what happened last year. They got in trouble against Dallas and blocking those guys when they were banged up. So I think you still have to be strategic in finding guys that can help your team. And your board's going to look differently than other teams, but I still think they're good players. And listen, they're not afraid to maneuver and move up and find a guy that can really be a factor for them. But you're right. There's not a lot of open spots on the front line of this team.
Well, Chris, and I look at this. I mean, at number 62, without even moving, fans say, oh, we got to move. We ain't got to move nowhere. I'm looking at number 62. When I look at 62 or later, when you got Alvin Kamara, the 67th pick, you got Alex Anzalone, not so much maybe 76, but still look where he's at now. But the two players, to me, Alvin Kamara at 67, Teron Armstead at 75th. Come on, look where they're at right now. So to me, the Saints don't have to do anything and just stay at 62. It can have a significant impact on the future with that particular player they would draft.
Absolutely. And, you know, you may find, you know, your swing interior offensive lineman. Because, you know, Easton's been a guy that's had some injury issues. So you may find that guy fifth round beyond, you can do that. There are possibilities you can move back from two. Now, moving up, well, how are they going to move up anyway? I mean, they're not moving up. You don't have anything to give except next year's draft. Now, you can do that if you got somebody that is an impactful player that can make a huge difference, that comes in and starts right away. But outside of that, I mean, you're not going to do that. You're right. I think the smart move, the prudent move, might be to move back if that guy is not there that they like. But, you know, listen, a guy like a N'Keal Harry or receiver that can come in and maybe be an upgrade over what they have, I could see somebody like that having a pretty early impact. But you don't know who's going to be there, and you're not going to know until you're on the clock. And that's why you have all the options that you prepare for moving back. Is what I think moving back is more of a realistic possibility, but who knows? We know Sean and Mickey, particularly Sean, who kind of really drives the decisions. Is if he's got a guy that he thinks can really help him, he might be inclined to do it. But I can tell you, if they're moving up, if that's what the fans are calling for, it's at the expense of giving up a pick next year. And, you know, you're going to have to – the rule of thumb is you have to give at least a round higher in next year's draft. So if you're going to move up, you're probably looking at giving up another first-round pick. I think that becomes a diminishing returns there because this team is going to need to replenish, and they're going to need those first-round picks going forward.
Chris,
for example, a guy like Patrick Peterson is on the trade market right now for the Cardinals. But, you know, a team – you know, some teams – well, the Saints, for example – they got nothing to give. You know, I mean, you got no picks. And so you want to have some draft pick capital to be able to make some, you know, moves that you can't make right now.
Chris Landry, former NFL scout, owner of LandryFootball.com. Good follow on Twitter at LandryFootball. Chris, we appreciate the time, man. And we'll catch up with you probably after the draft just to kind of talk about who did well, who didn't, all that good stuff. All right.
Hey, appreciate you. Hey, just give them the ball. You got two winners right there, man.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me, guys. Enjoy the draft.
Take I just got to stay out of the way. That's my rule.
All right, Chris.
Bobby, Deuce, and Christian back after our CBS and local news headlines here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.